Initiating transmission. Data received. You are now plugged into Action Features.
Oh, hey, Mike. Welcome to Action Features. Here it is. Hey, what's wrong over there, buddy? You seem a little down over there.
Nothing. It's nothing.
Come on now.
No, don't worry about it. Just go ahead and just do the stupid show.
Okay. Just do it. Okay, well. No, I can't do this. There's something wrong.
Well,
I can feel it in your heart.
Well,
in your mind.
It's just that we have good fans, but some people have written bad things about us.
No.
Yeah, they did.
Bad things like you guys are awesome or great show guys?
Those are a couple of the things, but one reviewer on iTunes said that we're eating too much on the show. And they took away a star or two for it.
No.
Yeah, they did. I'm really upset about it. I don't know what to do.
Maybe we'll just starve to death.
I starve to death every day we do the show and I don't have a meal, something to eat. I'm starving to death, starving my face off. Every day.
Well, there's not much we can do about it other than not eat anymore.
I guess you're right.
So, let's just not eat.
Okay.
Okay?
That's a deal.
We'll just stop eating during the podcast.
No, okay. You know, meet the fans halfway.
Yeah.
But do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So no more eating.
No more eating.
From here on out.
From here on out. Well. From here on out. Wait, not yet.
Starting now.
Get a couple of those.
Right after this one.
After this oatmeal cream pie.
Just need a couple more bites.
Hey guys.
Hey everybody.
Guess who's back in black? James and I, Action Features.
Nope. You're wearing black.
This is actually navy blue. There's been a lot of debate about that, but this is this is a very dark navy. No, these are blue too.
Those are black shoes.
These shoes are black. Okay. By the way, oatmeal cream pie and pretzels, fantastic combo.
Sweet and salty.
Sweet and salty. I recommend it every time. Okay.
It's the way to do it.
Okay.
Oh.
We will try and cut down the eating.
You guys are here too.
We'll try and cut down the eating, but not a whole lot.
Here's the thing. We do this after work, so we've had a long day of work, and it's like dinner time.
It's dinner
time. So we're hungry. So we gotta have something. I'm starving.
I did it at first because I thought it'd be funny, but then I realized.
I really am hungry.
Look, I really am hungry right now.
Yeah. We're doing it at a time when it's like dinner time, but we're not having dinner here. We're not eating a whole meal here.
No.
One of these days we'll eat a whole meal here.
I thought about that.
Let's just do it.
We're going to have a full on, I'm going to like make a meal.
We'll chink our glasses together. Like
yep.
Chink.
Chink. Yep.
And we'll just have a great meal.
Stovetop stuffers.
Yeah.
No. Hmm. Have some Betty Crocker. I'll steam some broccoli.
When we want to have a big meal without a big deal, we'll have Hot Pockets.
Yeah. What are you going to pick?
Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to start this off with a little letter that I got?
I guess. What letter?
Oh, this is from your mom.
You got a letter from my mom?
Yeah, she had some suggestions for the show.
Well, I'm sure she's talking it up. I'm sure she's saying, James, you need to lay off Mike a little bit.
I'm sure it's not private. I'm sure it isn't.
She's probably saying you have to lay off Mike a little bit. Cause
I'll read it in Mike's mom's voice.
Hmm.
Here we go. Hi, James. This is Mike's mom. You know... Your number one fan. It was great getting to come to see you today. That was the other day when she came here.
Oh.
And she came to see she ran into you first. So it seemed like she was here to see you.
I thought she was here to say hi to me.
I guess it was coming to see me.
I guess.
Yeah. She wrote the note.
She wrote the letter, I guess.
She wrote the letter before she came to see me, but it's still...
She mailed it.
She was writing it in the future tense.
Okay, yeah. I see.
Well, hey, since I'm here, I figured now would be a great time to drop off the suggestions list for your podcast. Here we go.
Oh, here's this is probably some good things about me in there.
Amplify your microphone volume. Lower mics. We seem to be hearing a little too much Mike and not nearly enough James. Oh. Perhaps having him come in at a whisper will help. Just try it.
Suggestion. That was a good one. That's suggestion okay. number it's two.
Okay. It's introduce the show it's as okay. Action Features starring James Sawyer and featuring Mike.
She uses a smaller font here.
Does she really?
It's a smaller font.
Probably a typo, I'm thinking.
It looks like a smaller font.
I really feel this just flows a bit better.
I don't know. We'll try it out. Let's see how it flows.
I guess.
Have a segment where Mike goes away for a bit, Maybe for like 15 to 50 minutes?
Well, if I do that, I'll be gone. I'll miss the whole show, probably.
Who knows?
She probably meant, you know, just let Mike have a bathroom break or something.
No, it says 15 to 50.
I mean, seconds?
No, it says minutes. I don't think that's a typo. I don't think you can accidentally put minutes when you meant to type seconds.
Maybe it's autocorrect.
Maybe. Possibly. Here's the last one, it seems like. Last one for now, maybe.
If you can, unplug Mike's microphone every once in a while. See how long it takes him to notice. That might be fun for the listeners.
That would be fun.
That
could be fun. Like, if your mic was unplugged I was just talking.
I guess.
They would have a ton of fun with that, the listeners would. I'm sure I'll
think of more, but I don't want to eat up any more of your time. Mm. Go, James! Mike's mom.
Oh.
That was very nice of her.
That was...
Thanks, Mike's mom, for the suggestion list. We'll put it with the other ones.
That was nice.
The other suggestions.
Nice of her, yeah.
All right, well, keep all those in mind. Okay. So this is a free-for-all episode again.
Yeah. We were going to do something else, but, you know, enough time has passed.
It's been 2 weeks again. 2 weeks without...
Where does the time go?
I don't know.
I don't know how we... Anyway, sorry. Sorry, folks. I'm trying to be on top of it.
I'm trying to back up while I chew.
I'll be back next week. I'm leaving for California.
California.
I don't want to get too personal, but a friend of mine is getting married in California to an Asian girl. She lives in California, and I've known him since high school. And we were actually in a band together, a rap rock band.
Overly personal. yeah. I'm going to tell you his full name and the address of the wedding, but I don't want to get too personal.
Yeah. I'm flying to California. I got to be honest. I'm a little nervous about the flight.
A little tense about the flight?
A little tense about the flight?
You shouldn't be.
I'm not. I'm less tense now than I was when I first got it going.
I flew out to California last year.
How'd that go?
PowerCon. And I was a little tense beforehand.
Did a friend get married there?
No.
Wow, it's not as important.
Well, I'm sure a friend of mine has gotten married there at some point.
Well, maybe. Not last year when you went.
Maybe not last year.
Not as important of a trip.
But we flew out there, and Blaze...
Mm-hmm.
Blaze flies. Blaze has flown a couple times now.
He flies all the time.
He doesn't care. He's flying all over the place.
Yeah,
he'll be totally fine with it.
He'll be gone for days at a time, and you'll say, Blaze, where were you?
Oh, around.
I was in Afghanistan. I flew out, said hi to the troops.
I never flew as a kid. But I would think I would have been, like, freaked out. But Blaze, he's totally fine with it. Doesn't mind it at all. I'll tell you, the flight back, we went out at night, and we were flying back from California, and so we slept, like, the whole time, and that felt great, because I couldn't even notice any of the flying stuff. Mm-hmm. I was just sleeping the whole time. What is this?
Turn that off. Get that out of here!
That's unprofessional. Unprofessional.
No, you know, we've lost our professional edge.
I know. I turned the ringer off on my cell phone, but not on this phone here.
Still lost some edge.
Speaking of California, San Diego Con.
What happens at San Diego Con for our fans?
Burped. It was away. It was over there. All right, so San Diego Con, the big show's going on. And that's where they show... What are you looking at?
I'm staying away from the microphone.
Oh, that's nice. So there's that big show in San Diego every year, Comic-Con, where you see a lot of new news from movies and television shows and toys and comics and all that stuff. So that's starting tonight, preview night, and then it goes throughout the weekend. They've already started trickling some stuff for, like, the Hot Toys. Yeah. You know, I collect the Hot Toys.
I know you like Hot Toys.
I love the Hot Toys.
They're hot.
They're hot right now.
So hot right now.
They're like Hansel. So they're starting to trickle in info on that. There's a new Captain America coming that I'm really excited about. New Iron Man. They'll probably show the Hulk for the Avengers movie.
Whoa, hold on. Is Hulk going to be like to scale with the other ones?
Yeah.
That's going to be huge.
The Hulk's going to be huge. It's going to be humongous. It's going to be real big.
It's going to be $500.
I'll bet it's going to be close. No, let's act. My wife listens to the podcast. So let's say it'll probably be around $200 tops.
Tops. Because all the other figures are around that tops.
Yeah, that's the highest level. Mm-hmm. Right. So they also announced that they are doing the 1966 Batman stuff.
That's awesome.
And they showed the Batmobile. And Troy, our mutual friend, is going to be torn up by that.
Are they going to give Adam West a little belly?
I'm sure they will. It'll be totally accurate. They'll probably have a little paunch. They won't dramatize it.
They won't skimp on it.
They won't. And they won't make it seem like he's buff or something like that. It's going to look like Adam West. I think it's great. If any company could get that license, since they've never had toys before, Hot Toys is the one to get it.
Yeah.
You know, imagine if Mattel got it.
I can imagine that.
That wouldn't be very good.
Not very.
They'd have all the same bodies, and they'd say, oh, well, we can only do Batman and Robin. That's all we can do.
Yep.
If
you're lucky.
There weren't enough people to buy them.
If you're lucky, you'd get those too. Oh, we're going to do Robin first, and in 6 months, if that sells well enough, we'll do a Batman.
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll get around to it.
Oh.
There's a rumor that what they were saying about...
Rumor has it! Yeah. Rumor has it!
Yep.
Rumor has it!
Yeah. I don't know that song.
It's that stupid Adele song. I'm sorry if anybody likes her, but I'm sick of her. I was sick of her the day I heard her.
There's a lot of stupid songs going on right now. Bobby's had me listen to a couple of them. One of them's caught in my head.
Are they from Adele?
No, they're from some girls. I don't know which girls they're from. There's
Spice
one,
Girls.
No. There's one there that the girl sings, I throw a wish in a well, as one of the lines. You don't throw wishes in the well.
You throw the coin. You throw the change in the well.
And you get the wish. And there's another one that says, it kind of sounds like, when I sing like the person, Bobby says, it sounds like your How Bizarre voice.
Okay.
Because it kind of sounds like she's trying to do a How Bizarre voice.
That sounds terrible. That sounds like an awful song.
What are the words? It goes, Remember all the things that you and I did first? And now that they're doing them with her? Remember all the things that you and I did first? You got me like this. That's the song.
It sounds bad.
It's terrible. It's horrible.
It sounds really bad.
There's so many bad songs on the radio right now.
I was doing the math the other day in my head.
Mm-hmm.
This is 100% accurate.
Okay.
For every one decent song, there are 200 crappy songs.
I completely believe those numbers. I totally believe the numbers.
For every one great song that there is, there's 500 crappy songs.
Mm-hmm. I saw something on Facebook the other day.
Those are the numbers. I crunched them. I did it in science class the other day.
Good job.
In the lab. I was in the lab and I did some important work.
On Facebook, you know, sometimes they have these pictures people post.
Facebook. Sometimes
they post statuses.
Pictures or like pictures, music or...
Anecdotes.
Okay. Okay.
Well, somebody posted this picture that had a picture of Beyonce.
Beyonce. She's French.
Beyonce.
That's how you pronounce it.
And it said, you know, she has, I think, 6 writers and 4 producers. And then it had some lyrics of one of her songs, and they were terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Some girl's song was like, oh, we run this thing, girls. We're going to run this thing, girls.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then they had a picture of Freddie Mercury.
I can get behind that. Okay.
They had a picture of Freddie Mercury, and it said, one writer, one producer, and they had all the lyrics for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
And it's crazy to think that... how songs are nowadays.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Terrible.
Yeah, it really is.
I was talking about something else before. I don't even remember what it was now because I'm now onto something else.
Well.
Want to hear something else?
Okay.
You want to talk about some music?
No, I'm done with music. I agree. There's, people don't... if you don't write your own music, I really don't... I respect it less. Oh, I've got a team of songwriters. Okay. Well, you have a team of people that suck for you.
Yep, and you all agree.
And now you're the face of the suck.
It's all these yes men, like George Lucas has.
Yes.
Where they do something terrible.
Yes.
But there's all these guys around that go, oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Yes, James, you're absolutely right.
That's a good idea.
Yes. That is a great
idea. You're like a yes man right now. You're doing it.
Yes,
so
man.
So was it like I just said a bad idea or a good idea?
I don't know because I'm supposed to say yes.
And so they're surrounded with these people, and so all these bad ideas get out because everybody's just like, yes, that's great. That's what we're doing. Yes, that's great. Anyway, so other things that stink now but were awesome before, and I talked to you about this briefly the other day,
mm-hmm.
about a week ago.
Mm.
Some weekend I was just going through YouTube, and I was looking at 80s toys commercials.
Yeah.
How much better were toy commercials in the 80s?
So much better.
So much better. I watched, there was a YouTube video that was like 8 minutes of nothing but real Ghostbusters commercials.
Mm-hmm.
8 minutes of commercials made for real Ghostbusters. That's crazy. No toy line nowadays has that kind of like advertising things. They were advertising, like, releases of just one figure and had a whole commercial where they made these elaborate set pieces and stuff that had the toys running through those things. And then you had, like, G.I. Joe, which had, like, animation made for the episodes. They couldn't use animation to advertise the G.I. Joe toy line back in the 80s because of legislation.
Right.
So they created, if I remember this right, they created the G.I. Joe comic so they could use this animation to advertise the comic but also be advertising the toys at the same time.
Smart.
Very smart.
Loophole.
And then they got around that loophole, that legislation went away, and then you saw tons of animation made for like the Transformers commercials and G.I. Joe commercials and all that stuff. They had all this stuff just to advertise the toys, and sometimes it was just like one or two figures.
And it was fun.
It was awesome.
It made you want to go out.
It made you want to go.
And play with toys.
You had to go out and buy the toys and get
buy
the toys.
Buy the toys and then play with them.
Get out and get them.
Now it's like...
Now it stinks.
Oh, you got color? Yeah, I got no Bakugan car. We gonna fight! And then you don't know what... You don't know what's happened. What's happened?
What's happened?
Are there toys available? I don't know what happened.
Yeah, who's got Bakugans?
What is a Bakugan?
I don't know.
Can I go to a store and buy it? It used to say, available at your local Kmart.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Now it's just like, oh, crazy car!
Yep. It's over. It's over.
Was that part of the show? Part of the show that I'm watching? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what happened.
It's terrible. I guess there's really nothing worth advertising, though.
There is
a toy store.
There isn't really.
There's not that many good toys.
But think about how you might be more inclined to look at what's on shelves and appreciate it if they took them out of the crazy packaging that they have and put it in a context of play. If I saw Ben 10 figures or whatever, you know, with Ben 10 is busting through a wall that they built and had kids playing with.
Or even one made out of, like, cups.
Or made one out
of
cups.
They did that a lot.
Fine.
Those days are gone.
Speaking of Ben 10, there's a live-action Ben 10 movie out.
You didn't know that?
No!
It's been out for forever, dude. It was like on Cartoon Network or something.
I didn't know that.
This is news to you.
It's news. I saw it in a $5 bin at Walmart's.
Did you ever watch that Turtles movie? Not the live-action.
The animated one.
Not the CGI animated one.
Okay.
There was another one they did. It was like Turtles in Time or something like that. Turtles Forever.
Donatello does machines.
It's funny you say that.
Okay.
Because it was... You know they did that 2000s Turtle series?
Yes.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was decent.
They made a cartoon movie that had those turtles crossing over with the 1980s cartoon turtles.
Really?
It was pretty cool.
How'd that happen in the movie?
There was like different dimensions of turtles.
Of course.
And so they crossed over.
Did Krang get into that dimension?
Krang was in it. Yeah, even like the bad guys from the 80s cartoon. Okay. But they made them all seem overly stupidly goofy, the 80s ones.
They're making fun of them.
Mm-hmm. And they showed other dimensions. They showed, like, the Eastman and Laird.
Another dimension.
I don't know these songs.
Intergalactic.
I know that one.
That's from that song.
I know that.
Beastie Boys.
I got that reference.
Intergalactic planetary.
I don't know where we're at this point.
I'm trying to derail you with the Beastie Boys
songs. You're
getting
me, man. Stuff.
You're talking about
Turtles,
and they were making
it was good. I liked it.
I didn't even know it was out.
I'll get it on Netflix. I'll let you borrow it.
Okay.
All right. So, I got lost from her. Oh, San Diego Con.
Yep.
That's where we were at before. Man, this one. Look how far off we went.
Way far off.
Just kept going. We're talking about Beyonce.
We're having fun.
We're talking about Beyonce on there.
Beyonce.
What was I saying about San Diego? Oh, so there's things are showing up. Hot Toy stuff showed up. Nothing else is shown yet, because it's preview night.
Yeah.
But, what would you want to see at San Diego Con? What are you hoping to see this weekend?
San Diego Con?
Yeah.
I want to see action figures from the new movie, 21 Jump Street, starring Chance Talcum. and Jonah Hex. Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hex. No, for real.
For real.
Is there anything you want to see there?
There's nothing that I would actually get that I want to see there. But
I wouldn't say that.
Let's see.
I mean, you've seen the Expendables figures.
New Rocky figures.
Yeah.
Expendables figures. I'd like to see some more of
those. Those look great. Those three.
They look good.
That are out that they've pictured so far.
I can't think of anything else.
You haven't got the first series of Rocky figures yet.
Nope. I just have the one figure. It was pretty tough to just shell out $15 a piece.
Sometimes you gotta do it for what you love, you know?
Yeah, I really didn't have it when those came out.
Well, now you do.
Well,
now you're rolling in it. You're going to California. You're making trips.
Oh, I'm just rolling in it. That's where my dough went.
You're using all the action features money.
I
keep looking in the box.
I'm using petty cash from action
features. What happened on the petty cash?
Yeah, we're in the red.
Yeah. This magnificent feast represents the last
of the petty cash.
Cash. What we have right here.
What quote is that from?
Yeah, what is it?
You guys can tell us.
You tell us. What do I want to see? Come on, there's got to be some other things. There's movie stuff there, too. Are you hoping like a trailer pops out in there? Or like a... I don't know. Anything. Do you have anything you want to see from San Diego? You used to be excited about San Diego, kind
of. Yeah.
We used to go crazy on the Monday afterwards and look at pictures.
I guess I've kind of been lulled into this dream world where you just show me what happened.
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't have the anticipation because I saw.
Hand me those Avengers fruit snacks.
Every movie trailer that every movie I've been excited about is I've seen.
Yeah. That's sad.
Yeah.
That's sad. The excitement's gone. Well, it's kind of gone for me too. Like I'm not that excited about. Anything Motu they could show?
Well, they're going to show 5,000 Marvel figures. Okay, yeah. So, you know, that's good if you're buying them.
Yeah.
Some of them look nice, but I'm not too pumped about them.
They're going to show tons of Star Worlds.
They're going to show other Star Worlds, which we'll never see because the shelves are just packed with Phantom Menace crap from the first movie.
I was so excited
that nobody wants to buy.
I was so excited to get that Luke.
You found that Luke?
I got that Luke, and I got it for $2.
Because you had
a $5 reward certificate. Oh, that's another thing I want to talk about. What time is it? Where are we at?
Oh, you got time.
Okay, can I throw this in real quick?
Yeah.
I don't want to interject on you.
No, go.
So, I had a $5 reward certificate from Toys R Us.
Yes.
I go in, and the Star Wars vintage figures are on sale for $7. I'm figuring, oh, they're going to have those same Phantom Menace figures that are everywhere. But they had that Luke Jedi with the construction saber with the robe. So I got it for $2, which it felt great to buy a figure for $2 again. That hasn't happened since I was a little kid.
That's great.
But
when you bought Tabe.
Come on, dude. So I started thinking about this whole like rewards things. Mm-hmm. All these people, every store. Hey, have you joined our rewards club? Hey, have you joined our frequent shopper club? You buy enough stuff and we'll send you a thing in the mail. You keep coming back and buying more stuff and we'll send you a $5 certificate 6 months later in the mail.
Yep.
What's that supposed to do? Are you supposed to just keep coming back because you have the card? Why not just make your prices lower, and I'll probably shop there more often.
That's what I say.
That's how you bring me in.
You want me to get on some Kroger Plus stuff?
Get on it, dude.
Kroger Plus card. It's a gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still doing it. It started 10 or 15 years ago.
A lot of people might not know where Kroger is.
Okay. For our overseas or out of state, Kroger is our the main grocery store here. It's a big grocery store. And what they have is... a card that you scan. It's your own personal card. It's called the Kroger Plus card. And you scan it every time you check out. So you would think that, okay, maybe this is like an exclusive store. It's not exclusive. Anybody can get one. You don't pay for the card. You get quote-unquote savings from having this card. But if you don't have the card, you get reamed on the price of stuff.
Yep.
So if you have a card and you just forgot it in the car or whatever and you do all your shopping and you say, oh, man, I don't have my Kroger Plus card. You're going to get reamed, or you're going to set all the stuff down, go out in your car and get it, and come back.
Yep.
It's an inconvenience for nothing. How about this, Kroger? How about this? Why don't you just make your prices regular?
Yeah,
the price that you get with the Kroger Plus card is the displayed price. It's the big price that you see. It's the featured price.
They put a tag right over the other tag.
Just make that the price.
Yeah.
If you want to have a sale on that, then go ahead and do it. But you're not... You're not tricking anybody to get a Kroger Plus card. Anybody can have one.
It's not, you don't have to jump through hoops or register a credit card. And that's the same way it is with all these places. I take that back. I think, Suncoast charges you to join their membership thing.
Right.
But, Toys R Us Rewards is free. Media Play or a Best Buy, the rewards thing is free.
Right.
All these things are free, but you have to have the thing to get the discount.
Right.
And a lot of with the Kroger's, it's immediate discount. With the other ones, they send you the thing if you buy enough. But either way, just make your prices lower.
With Best Buy and stuff, though, they're hoping to get your email so they can send you deals that hope to get you back.
Yeah.
Kroger doesn't do any of that stuff. They don't send emails. I haven't gotten any coupons in the mail.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything with it. It's like they came up with this marketing campaign to get people in so that they could lure them back with savings. And then they just dropped the ball. Something happened. They switched management. All right, we got the card out.
Yep, we got the card.
All right, we got the card. People got the card. How much money are you spending to print and make these cards out of plastic to give to people willy-nilly? They're just handing them out willy-nilly to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that wants to come by and get one.
And here's the thing. If you lose the card, you're done with Kroger.
You're done with Kroger.
I don't have the card anymore. I can't get the discounted rate. I'm not going back. You know, so you've lost that guy forever because he's going to just see these other
I had to go. I was in Kroger and did forget my card. I had to go up to
the customer. You can use your phone number.
I had to go up to my... Who wants to punch in their phone number?
I do it all
the time. I just want a good price.
Either way, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I hate all these clubs. I hate them all. Just make your prices competitive. Don't make me jump through hoops with the reward certificate in the mail.
I don't want that. You know what I like, too? Well, I don't like. I'm being sarcastic when I say like, but when I... Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I just want to buy this DVD. Oh, would you like a subscription to Entertainment Weekly?
Why
or
sign right here? Three free issues.
Give me three free issues.
Yeah. And then you got to cancel it, otherwise you have to cancel it.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Otherwise, they're going to screw you.
Yeah, I'll go into...
I don't... No, no thank you is what I say. No thank you. Where did I go? Are you sure? There's, you know, there's Fishing Weekly. Do I look like a fish?
I just bought a
science fiction DVD. I'm not looking to fish. This is my weekend. You saw my weekend right here.
This is it. This is what I'm doing. Yeah. I went into like Hallmark when I was buying the Star Trek Hallmark ornaments. Oh, would you like to become part of the Hallmark Gold Crown Rewards program? You'll save on tons of ornaments. I'm like, am I going to save on these ornaments right now? No, but you might save on future purchases later in the year. I'm not going to come back later in the year.
I'm not buying ornaments later
I'm
in the
here
year.
All the time.
This is the one time in the year you buy
Star
ornaments.
Trek ornaments. That's all I'm buying. You know that I'm not buying other ornaments.
You know
ornaments.
I'm
Look
not coming back.
You know I'm not coming back.
You know.
I'm not my grandma. I'm not coming back to buy more ornaments. So I hate these clubs. I hate them all. They should just make their prices competitive and get rid of the stupid clubs.
Yeah, get rid of the gimmicks.
I'm sick of it. I'm ashamed at myself when I accept the club. I was at Ollie's the other day getting those dirt cheap Thor figures.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you want to join the Ollie's Club? And I was on such a high from buying the Avengers figures for cheap, or the Thor figures.
Why not?
I said, sure, let's do it.
Yeah.
And I got home and I looked at that card and I was just like, why did I do this?
You're going to get hounded, man. You're going to get hounded.
I don't know why I did it.
Junk mail, they'll send you something like, hey, new.
Haven't been to Ollie's in a while, have you?
Yeah, we've got rice.
They call it the Ollie's Army.
We've got rice.
Ollie's Army member. What?
What?
An army of savings? What does that even mean? You're just throwing army in with another word.
Trying to use cool stuff to sell you.
Come on. All right. Enough about that. I don't even know where that came
from.
So
what's good? What good is happening? There's the Comic-Con that's happening.
We're so down in this one. Okay, so Comic-Con's happening. What am I looking forward to?
San Diego Comic-Con. I'll be reporting live on the podcast from the San Diego Comic-Con.
You should go over.
Well, I won't actually.
You'll be close enough.
I won't have access.
You're in somewhere in California.
I'll be close to San Francisco, and you know what? I don't get to... I'll be tied up with the wedding. I won't be able to do all the cool stuff. I won't be able to go to Alcatraz or...
What a wasted trip.
Travel the roads with a bullet car chase.
You should just bail on it.
I should. I should just
bail out. You should just pretend like you're sick.
Hey, Mike was here.
Yeah.
A day ago. Where'd he go?
He got sick. What can we do? You know?
I'm just sightseeing.
Have a great time. Take pictures, post it on Facebook of you doing these things.
Yeah. Cool.
That's cool, dude. Send them postcards. Wish you were here.
Yeah, send them postcards. I'm like an hour from them.
Yeah. Deliver them to them after the day's over.
Put on a mailman's hat.
I'm really sorry I was sick. Just wanted to hand this off to you, though.
Still sticking with the sick scenario.
Yeah. Didn't want to leave you guys empty-handed, though, so I've got you these postcards today.
Congratulations, by the way. I hope it was lovely.
I wasn't able to afford a gift, what with all the fun things I did while I was here, but I figured you understand, with me being sick and all.
San Diego Con. What's happening? What are you looking forward to at San Diego?
Well, the Hot Toys stuff is starting to show up. I still want to see Hulk. I hope they show that.
I know you like Hot Toys.
I'm interested to see what they show for Motuk, because, I mean, the kids still want certain figures, and... I want to see who won the Create a Character contest. I'm interested in that.
Oh, I think one of my characters won.
I don't think so, because you didn't submit any of them. Huh. We should start posting those.
I think we should.
So I want to see that, even though they've kind of burned me, and I'm kind of taking a backseat on Motuk now. If they showed Gwildor, I'd buy that in a split second. I want to see that. There's supposedly a mystery line that they're going to do.
Yeah.
And I was starting to say this before we got totally sidetracked. The rumor is that maybe it's the Back to the Future line. That's their next subscription line. Even though he said they weren't going to do a line.
I'd like to see those, but
I would too.
I'm kind of...
I mean, after Ghostbusters kind of fizzled out so bad,
yeah.
I don't hold out much hope.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see that. As far as G.I. Joe goes, they showed a bunch of those. I don't know if I look. Did I look at these with you?
No.
Okay, for JoeCon, they had a bunch of... they opened the vault, they said. And they had all these figures they brought out that were either concepts or things they were going to do. Things like that. That didn't happen.
I think I saw that.
And it was such a tease. Right. Did you see it? I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, I saw some exclusives.
Mm, you didn't see it, though.
Okay.
They had... like a new Lady J and a new Flint and like a new barbecue and a new just tons of new stuff, like really cool figures, and they were like, oh, we're not doing these, here they are. And it was like, what, you're not gonna do these? So anything they show, I don't even like start to get excited about, because I'm like, ah, this might not even happen, who knows. We've never seen those Dollar General Joes. We probably never will.
We'll never see those. Disappointing. That's the one thing that I wanted.
Yeah. And see, so
aside from the other exclusives, oh, check out this awesome figure. Yeah, you have to come. You have to fly across country to get it.
It is. Oh. So who cares about that stuff? I'm looking forward to whatever NECA does. I want to see whatever NECA does.
I want to see whatever NECA does too.
Because they've just been hitting home runs.
I love the glow in the dark RoboCop.
I want that so bad.
If I see that, I might buy it.
I'm probably gonna buy that because they use the Kenner packaging on it. That's awesome. So I want to see whatever they're doing. The Rocky figures look great. I want to see the Rambo stuff. I think it's going to look great.
Oh, yeah.
So anything they do, I want to see.
Ooh,
I mean, yeah. I buy it all, but I want to see it.
Yeah.
I want to see more of the Playmates Classic Turtles. I want to see more than just the Turtles. Because I'm not going to buy them unless there's going to be more stuff. Because, I mean, the NECA Turtles do just fine.
Sure.
That's all I'm going to have is Turtles.
Sure.
That's about it, man. I can't think of a whole lot that I'm excited about. I don't think there's going to be anything Star Trek. I don't really... believe that we're going to see anything cooler new.
The Hobbit figures
look good.
We just saw those.
Yeah. But, maybe something about the Star Trek movie would be cool to see if they happen
That'd
to have
cool.
something there, like a new trailer or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's I've gotten less and less excited each year as I move more away from some of these lines.
There's a few staple lines. There's Marvel, DC, Star Wars, and G.I. Joe. And outside of that, we really aren't getting lines. Mm-hmm. I was excited about Prometheus. When NECA, I love what NECA's doing, but as far as a line goes, they said, oh, we're doing Prometheus figures. That's great. I'd love to have, you know, all the characters in spacesuits. And here's what we're doing. We're doing...
just a couple aliens.
An alien.
Yeah.
You're doing the one alien.
Yeah. I think they're doing two aliens.
They're doing two, but...
yeah. But
They said, we've got the license to do from the other aliens... movies too. Oh, what are you gonna do? A couple Space Marines.
Yeah.
I don't want Space Marines.
Yeah.
I want
Ripley.
How about the main character?
The main character of the film.
Can I please
have
just have Ripley? That's
just
all
Ripley.
I want.
I just want Ripley.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, picture the Kenner line.
Yeah.
If they just put out, oh, here's a gorilla alien.
Yeah.
And a scorpion alien and a Corporal Hicks.
Where's Ripley? Yeah.
Where's Ripley's Believe It or Not? I don't believe it or not.
Speaking of Ripley?
I was trying to do something cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I cut you off?
You said speaking of... No, I'm fine.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
It was failing. I was saying... I was trying to turn it into something, and I lost it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I thought you were done.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, this is about Ripley, so you can jump right back in.
All
right.
I'm still in.
Still jump in. When I was a kid, I had the Alien 3 game for Sega.
Yeah.
And Ripley falls down a lot. And my dad used to play
just like the real movie.
And I could hear him yelling from the other room. He would always be yelling, "Get up, Ripley! Get up, Ripley!" And he would yell in that voice again and again.
Why is he saying it like that?
Because he would get mad about Ripley getting up. And he would
Is he Russian?
I guess he's part Russian.
Get up!
Yeah, get up, Ripley! he was kind of doing sort of an Arnold voice with
mm-hmm,
it. But
mm-hmm.
So I don't... That just made me have a flashback to childhood.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's like the movie.
So I'm sorry. I had to get that in before I forgot it.
So the game
Alien
sucks,
3.
Just like the movie.
It does. Yep.
Good job,
Sega. It's actually kind of a fun game.
Okay.
All right,
you were
talking about Ripley.
The movie wasn't fun.
No, it wasn't.
I'm done with Ripley. I just wanted to say that... That's what would get me excited, yeah. is to, for a company to come out and be like, hey, we have a license for this movie or whatever it is, and we're doing a whole line. Here you go. Here you go.
Yeah. This movie right here.
This movie.
We saw that. I think the most atrocious version of that was NECA's Ghostbusters. Where it was like,
that was
we
worst.
Did the ghosts, and we didn't do the Ghostbusters. That was the worst.
That was the worst.
That was the worst.
I don't need a terror dog.
Yeah, come on.
I don't need a $15 terror dog.
No Ghostbusters? What are you doing?
Oh, I see we got Zool.
So NECA is guilty of that.
They are guilty.
They're getting better, though.
That's in the past.
Yeah.
They've done some cool better. Things, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah, there just aren't lines anymore, it just seems like. Except for Ghost... like, G.I. Joe...
Yeah.
Like we said, there's retaliation stuff sitting on the shelf.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Here it is.
How about the ones that I want that you send to exclusive stores?
How about those?
That nobody can touch. Why did you even make them? Why did you even make them?
Why did you do that?
It cannot be lucrative for Hasbro to make those figures.
Daryl DePriest, the guy at the head of the line, even was saying that he can't find them. You're the guy that makes the line.
You work there.
You made this deal, probably. You were involved in this deal. And you can't even find
him. He can't even find him.
Yeah, just go away, G.I. Joe the line.
Disappointments.
G.I. Joe the toy line.
I'll tell you what's not good. Let's move on from toys. Let's talk about movies.
I want to talk about Spider-Man after you finish what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let me forget, please.
I won't.
Okay.
Real quick, trailers that I've seen. Taken 2. Out of nowhere, I was surprised that they were making it. It was been rumored for a long time. And it was just like, well, we got to wait for the right story. Wait. Bam, here's a trailer.
Here it is.
Okay, that's how I want it.
Yep.
No fuss, no muss. Doesn't look like anything new, but you know what? I love Liam Neeson. I love the first movie, so I'm going to see it.
Once you get past the point of, okay, it's kind of crazy it would happen again.
Right.
It's fine. It's going to be great.
Well, they sort of tie it. It looks like they tie it in.
They tie it in the first
The people from the organization that he beat the crap out of are coming after him, basically. So it's not like it's just not related. It's a targeted thing.
Yeah.
And they take his ex-wife. So
who has incredibly long arms?
Kind of makes
the long arm of the law.
Famke Janssen.
I challenge anyone to look at a Famke Janssen film after you've noticed how long her arms are and not think about that the entire time you're watching her. She's got such long arms.
Sorry, Famke.
She's like a praying mantis.
Sorry, Famke.
I'm sorry, Famke. Famke Mantis. That's her new name.
Mantis Janssen.
Famke Mantis. She's got them long arms. It's creeping me out right now thinking about it.
Yeah.
All right,
Looper. Yep.
That looks good.
Looks pretty darn good. Expendables 2, they keep showing new spots, like TV spots for it. I'm super excited.
You moved past Looper way too fast.
Oh, well, you didn't say anything. You said it looks good, and then you got quiet.
No, this is your time. I don't want to interrupt
you. It's our time, James.
Well, I want you to...
Our time.
In case people don't know about Looper, you should give them a little bit of taste for them to go investigate themselves.
Okay. Bradley Stewart is an assassin in the future. I just made up that name.
Hey, is that his character's name?
No, I can't think of that guy's name.
You're talking about Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Bradley Stewart.
It just popped into my head.
I thought you were saying the character's name. I was like, wow. I was impressed at first. I was like, wow, Mike knows the character's name.
I've done research.
That's pretty awesome.
It's not.
No, it's not Bradley
Stewart. So anyway,
Stewart.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is an assassin in the future, and he gets sent back to... They get sent back to kill targets to keep them from being anything in the future.
I think they send the targets to him.
That's right. They send the targets back to him. Well, the target that gets sent back to him... winds up being none other than himself from the future, played by an older Bruce Willis.
Yeah. It looks awesome.
And Bruce Willis is like, oh, no. No, no, no. You see, you can't kill me.
Because I've already experienced
because
this.
Because I've already experienced this, and I'm an assassin.
Yeah.
And they have at
it. It's going to be awesome. I think that's going to be awesome.
It looks like it's really well done, too.
So, anybody that is hearing us right now, and you haven't checked out the Looper trailer, go check out the Looper trailers, because it looks awesome.
Yes.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt does a great job. Acting like a young Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not dead on, but he's not young Bruce Willis.
How close can you expect to
exactly?
Get it,
you can't be exact copy. He does a really good job, though, I think, of pulling it off.
I'm done.
Your trailers?
I'm done.
Judge Dredd, I think, looks really
Judge
cool.
Judge Dredd, yeah, it looks pretty good.
I think that looks really cool.
I like Sly.
It's not. Okay.
I like Sly.
Well, it's not called Judge Dredd, it's just Dredd.
Right.
So that way you don't think it's the Sly movie.
I know that this is getting into remakes again. It's not a remake of the Sylvester Stallone Judge Dredd movie.
No.
It's a movie made based on the comic.
Which looks like it's closer to the comic than
It does look like it's closer
Although
to the comic.
Although I like Sylvester Stallone's Judge Dredd. It's like a guilty pleasure.
It's a guilty pleasure for sure.
I think it's fun. I don't like Rob Schneider, but I don't think anybody likes Rob Schneider. So that goes without saying that you're going to have Rob Schneider.
I'd hang out with Rob Schneider.
I would have him on the podcast.
You know, Rob,
if you're listening, we've got a seat for you, buddy.
Yeah, come aboard, my friend. Yeah. Talk about Demolition Man with me. Yeah, I think that looks good. I just saw a trailer today for a movie called Here Comes the Boom. Okay, sounds...
Oh, that's the... with Kevin James.
Kevin James.
I was going to talk to you about this because I thought you would enjoy it.
It looks like it's maybe a little bit... It's funny, a little bit inspirational. I know Kevin James is like a... Been an MMA fan for a long time. He's a big Randy Couture fan. And it looks like he's gotten into better shape.
Yeah, he's still a big dude.
Yeah, but
he does look like he's gotten some muscle tone.
And I just think it's cool. We got a little taste of it in Paul Blart Mall Cop, where it's like Kevin James probably would like to do some action movies, but you know, because of his comedy background, because of his size, he can't get to it. So I like that he's able to sort of feed that beast a little bit through a movie like this that seems to be blending the comedy and make it attainable for him to get in and kind of do some of this some fighting and stuff. So I'll probably see that. I don't know if I'll see it in the theater, but
yeah, I think it looks like a funny movie. I think it looks like a fun kind of, you know, one of those movies that you take your kids to maybe or something like that. Just kind of have a fun time. Okay, so are you done with your
Spider-Man?
Okay, I got to talk about this new Spider-Man.
All right. Spoiler alert.
Well, yeah, okay, so this will be the end of the show. We'll talk about Spider-Man. So if you don't want anything spoiled for Spider-Man, and I'm going to try not to spoil anything, but if you're, like, crazy with the spoilers, where it's like, I don't want to know anything at all, then you may want to turn it off now.
Turn it off now.
Okay. I promise not to go too deep on spoilers, though. It'll be just, minor things.
Okay. If you don't want the spoilers, turn off the podcast at the beep.
Beep. You said boop.
I said beep.
No, you said boop. I said beep.
I said beep.
No, I said beep. You said boop. That's boop.
That is boop.
Yeah, and I said beep.
I was confused.
So, if you're going to tell them to turn off with a beep, don't say boop.
Well, I thought the sound was really kind of... It just came out.
Well, okay. Sorry. So anyway, the Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man film. I've seen it. I've seen it twice. I went to the sneak preview.
You must be the luckiest boy ever.
Here's the good things. The 3D was decent. I liked the 3D. I thought it was... I don't see a lot of movies in 3D because I usually don't like it very much. But I saw this in 3D IMAX, and the 3D was well handled. And this kind of works for 3D. You know, Spider-Man swinging through the city and all that stuff. There are some shots where it's like, oh, well, that's blatantly they just put that in there because of 3D. Like glass flying at you or something. So there was that. And the movie itself was better than I expected it to be. You know that my thoughts were pretty low of the movie going into it. But there's a ton of stuff that happens in it that I assumed was going to happen. And that's, you know, changing certain things to kind of make it hipper and cooler for today's crowd or whatever. And anybody that keeps saying, and I keep hearing this again and again, that this is the Spider-Man. If you want comic Spider-Man, this is it. You must not have read many Spider-Man comics.
They do that every time with every new superhero movie that comes out. It's the same deal with Christian Bale's Batman. Yeah. And with Joker, with Heath Ledger, and no, it's not the Batman, it's not the Joker, it's not the Spider-Man, it's the one that you want right now, because that's what you think right now.
Yeah, and a ton of people are jumping on this bandwagon where it's like, okay, this is out right now, so I'm going to dog the Tobey Maguire films. Oh, I hated those Tobey films, it's about time we got a good Spider-Man. Oh, thank goodness those Tobey films aren't around anymore, because this is the real Spider-Man. Okay, when did people start not liking the Tobey films? Because they made three of those, they made a ton of money, and people loved those first two up until the point where this new one was being talked about. Now everybody's coming out of the woodwork saying, oh, those Tobey films were terrible. Since when? Since when were those films terrible?
Closet Tobey haters.
It's ridiculous, man. And I'll tell you what, the Tobey film, so far, we're 8 days into it, but the original Tobey film has made more money than this new film. And that's not even being adjusted for inflation. Hmm. The original films so far have done better than this new one. So that's telling you something right there that, you know, the movies made more money back then when tickets cost less than they are now. So if you're telling me those Tobey films were terrible and all those things, then why did they make so much money back then? Why'd they do so well? Why did they make three of them?
Well, they made three of them.
Why'd the second one do better than the first one, even? Yeah. If they were so bad. So quit coming out of the woodwork and doing the cool thing and saying that the old ones are bad when the new one comes out, because that never works. Should we talk about the Star Wars prequels? Because that happened. Same thing happened then. Oh, man, episode 3 is awesome. That's so much better than the original ones. What? No, you're saying that's because it's out right now.
Right.
You're not saying it because it's true. It's because it's the hot thing right now. But anyway, so me and Nick went and saw this one. We both had the same expectations. And we both said, you know, it's better than I thought it would be. A couple of my main gripes are Peter Parker is cool in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there's girls that talk to him, and he skateboards around, and he has cool hair, and looks at girls, and makes funny faces,
brooding faces. Yeah.
And Gwen's kind of, you could tell she's digging on him before anything's going on.
Gwen Stefani.
It's like, man, come on. That's not Peter Parker. Maybe that's the Ultimate Spider-Man Peter Parker, but that's not Peter Parker. That's not classic Peter Parker. I had to burp off the mic there. So that's one of my main gripes, and I'm not going to spend too much time on this. And my other gripe is, and this is the only part where it might get a little spoilery. Spider-Man has always been
boop.
A character... Beep. You said boop again.
I did it on purpose.
Yeah, okay. So Spider-Man as a character for me has always been different than like Batman or something like that, where Batman's going out for vengeance, you know? His parents were murdered, and so he sees crime as a bad thing, and he goes out for vengeance, you know, and now he wants to punish all criminals and make sure it doesn't happen again or whatever. Spider-Man is more of a character where it's about atonement, where he got his powers, and he spent all this time where he was a nerd and an outcast and a loser and didn't have anything and was made fun of and all these different things. He gets these powers, and he's like...
He can be something.
Hey, I can do something. Mm. I can make money, and I can be famous, and I can do this, and I can do that. And so he goes out to do those things, and in the process of being irresponsible with his powers, he doesn't stop a criminal that he could stop.
Don't stop!
And then that criminal goes off and kills Uncle Ben, and then he realizes that with great power comes great responsibility, which is what the whole facet of being Spider-Man is all about. So now he knows that he can never use his power irresponsibly again because of the cost. And so he's got to go out there and be Spider-Man and use his power for the right things and all that sort of stuff. In this film... You never get a point, really, where he's using his power irresponsibly beforehand that leads to this whole thing. So you don't get the sense that he's like, okay, I misused my power back then, and so now I've got to use it for good from here on out. You lose that kind of the moral heart of Spider-Man, where it's like he's going out and atoning for the fact that he used his powers irresponsibly, and now he's got to do this. Sure, there's the whole kind of thing where he could have stopped this criminal and he didn't, but he wasn't really abusing his powers at that point. He was just kind of being a jerk. You know, and it was just kind of...
Sounds like he's good at being a jerk.
You lose that, and you lose a big part of what makes Spider-Man special. At that point, he just becomes a guy using his powers to go get vengeance. And that's a big part of the movie. He's just a guy with his powers going out to find his uncle's killer. And he's just being... You know, that... You get a sense later on where he's getting a responsibility for his power and things like that. But once you lose that whole driving force of the story, I think you lose a big part of what makes Spider-Man special.
There's some character arc that has to take place.
Exactly, and you kind of lose that. You don't get that sense of responsibility. You don't even get that line, the great power comes great responsibility, which is like a big part of Spider-Man. And then you also don't have JJJ in the movie, the J. Jonah Jameson character. He's not even in the film. I did enjoy some of the Spider-Man lizard fights. I thought those were kind of fun to see, and I enjoyed Captain Stacy. I thought he was kind of cool in the film, the Dennis Leary character. But other than that... There's a lot to complain about in the film, and I think a lot of people aren't wanting to complain about the film. They're just wanting to say it's better than the Tobey films. And it's not. In my opinion, the first two Spider-Mans are better than this. And they're a better version of a better take on Spider-Man than this film is. I still think if you're a Spider-Man fan, you should go see the movie. Just for the Spider-Man lizard fights, maybe. But don't buy the hype. Please don't just start dogging the Tobey films just because this new film's out. That's ridiculous.
You're hurting James's feelings.
You're hurting my feelings. My wife, she doesn't have as much attachment to Spider-Man.
No, and her feelings have been hurt.
She was hurt by her feelings were hurt by the film.
Her heart is hurting.
She was hurt. I told her beforehand. I was like, "Well, you'll probably like it more than I did because you're not as attached to Spider-Man." And so I started digging it more when he becomes Spider-Man and the lizard fight and stuff like that happens. So we're sitting there watching the movie, and she turns to me about halfway through, and she's like, "When did you start liking this?" And I'm like, "Oh, after he becomes Spider-Man, I started liking it." And she's like, "Okay, well, I guess I'll wait for that then." And then and I'm like, oh, she's not enjoying this.
She doesn't care for it.
And then, like, Lizard came out, she was kind of groaning, like, oh my gosh. And I could hear her kind of chuckling during some of his scenes because the way he looked. And afterwards, she was like, you liked it. And I said, well, I'm just saying I really liked the film. I said that I thought it was better than I expected and that I enjoyed certain parts of it.
She's James like, well, slept it. On the couch that night.
Yeah. She hasn't talked to me since. She said she hated it. And she has not as much attachment to Spider-Man, but she preferred the Tobey films and said, yeah, I really didn't like this kid. I don't like the way he acts. He seems like a punk and all this different stuff.
I don't think
and
I like. That's what it comes across. I don't think I like that kid in real life.
I don't think I would either.
No offense to anybody who likes him or knows him.
Yeah.
But I don't like him, I don't think.
And feel free to have your own opinions and post them and you know, call me out if you want to call me out or differ with me. Make your own judgments, but that's just the way I feel about the movie. And I know Mike would hate it, so I told Mike, you probably shouldn't see it.
I'm not.
I can tell you. All right, that's a long enough.
That's
a good one.
That's a long one.
Well, there was a lot of complaining in this one.
A lot of complaining.
I feel bad about the negative tone.
Don't be.
I'm not going to feel bad.
Most of it was funny.
Yeah, most of it was.
Well,
none of it.
So maybe a third.
Probably none.
Maybe two thirds.
Maybe.
Maybe like three quarters of it.
Probably three thirds of it were probably
three thirds of it were probably funny.
Probably negative.
Funny though. Well,
that's debatable.
Well,
yeah.
All right. It's been long enough. This has been Mike and James. Tonight's episode has been brought to you by Oatmeal Cream Pies. Let Little Debbie do your thing.
You just took it.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I meant to do.
Wow.
I meant to do mine. What do
you
I say?
You meant to do yours, but you totally did mine.
Well. The brought to you by was just stuck in my head. It just came out.
You usually say...
What do I do?
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord's...
Okay, so I say I just do a sign-off.
You usually do a sign-off. It's been Mike and James with Action Features. You know it. Or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah, okay. Well, this has been Mike and James with Action Features. You know it.
Yeah.
That you know that tonight's episode has been brought to you by Little Debbie's Oatmeal Cream Pies. Get some while the getting's good before the good Lord splits you.
Just hit the music. Just hit it. I don't even want to talk anymore.
Action Features.